Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide it around the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body, I'm the one that's running things. Oh, let me take the time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you don't want to meet and want to greet. Women falling off their feet. With him to eat, beat, and eat. Never sleep. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, have him fucking up. He never spoke up. He just turned his head and stayed strong. While he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. That nigga owes him, deal with that. Trust me, y'all, he had it up. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. I'm trusting and believing folks. Laughing at the motherfucker. Nigga, don't become the joke. Get the hope alive. Don't let him kill your dreams. You the nigga, do your thing. I still see a wedding ring. Take everything that you can get. Earn your money, fuck the bill. Don't worry, yo, the dagger's
here. Go.
I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body, I'm the one that's running down. Now I'll tell you about another nigga, he's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold, everybody tried to steal it. Stayed asleep, he hated home, his father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama, had him crying every night. Mama strong, earned the fight, she had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid my age, but mentally the balance was ahead of game. Kept everybody happy, that's the only way he hit the pain. Kept the man very young, 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem, he was smart, he hit it well. Didn't want his mom to cry, or people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night, and woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow, the balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids. He's busy in his balance,
whatever.
There it is. Wanna know my history? There it goes. Balanced out without a tear. Sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balanced diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running back. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain he felt. He kept me locked away cause I was stopping, never getting up. Owes the man, but I'm the nigga, and I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, or slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, I come to lay. Break your neck, watch your step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catching on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this. Another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I was hesitating long enough. People try to keep them down, the dagger's here to pick them up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right. All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who won't be having any...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois. Lois. Lois, get in here.
Okay. Okay. I think it's all gone. I think
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Peter. Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Oh,
Who wants chowder?
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck if the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions in the way. I'm only getting paid. This is underground hip hop. Pure competition in your shows like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive. Daggers out of pocket. Lions only taking lies. Haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme. Defeating every line. My speed is on the line. I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind. I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing. You bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole this fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared. Now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
Y'all, what's cracking? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We back in full effect. Sorry, like I said, last week we're having technical difficulties, and as you know, but like I said, the show will always go on. As long as nothing's stopping us, we're going to be here, and this is where we at, all right? So if you're tuned in live, thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you want to jump in today, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? Now, of course, as we always do, we shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shea, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, no Fuck You Fridays, all right? So thanks, boss lady, for allowing me to do what we got to do over here. We look forward to getting you in the X&B squad back on the airways. We look forward to hearing it out. And speaking of the X&B squad, the 8-Dub squad, hold on, let me pull this up real quick, because, again, this Friday, only a couple of days left, y'all. This Friday, February 22nd, it is going down. Hold on, here we go. Let me pull it. I gotta pull up all the info because I want to make sure I say it right. It is going down in Vegas, all right. And this is again the X&B first year anniversary party and fashion show. All black attire going down in Las Vegas, all right. It's going down the Casino Lounge and Gallery, 5150 Spring Mountain Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, all right, going down this Friday. You need to get on somebody's list. You can get on my list if you want to. Holler at me. You can get at me. I'll get you on the list, all right. It's $20, all right. That's very simple, especially in Vegas, but especially for these ladies. And what's going to be going down in there is going to be media coverage. Radio's going to be in there. It's going to be turned up. So that's where you need to be, all right. If you're going to be in Vegas, get at us. And Dagger and the Widow Boys will be performing live there as well, along with a lot of other artists. I know Kehlani Royalty is going to be in the building. DA is going to be in the building. He's coming out. That's just what I know off the top of my head. I don't got the whole lineup in front of me. But like I said, come out, get turned up with us. You know, come meet people, network, do what you got to do, because that's where it's going to be going down at. All right? Now, also, all independent artists, everybody out there, hold on, excuse me, y'all, doing y'all musical thing. Like I said, keep doing what y'all doing. Without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't have no radio show either. Again, because we only play independent artists from all around the world, and I want representatives from every state, all right? Ain't no telling who's out here listening. Ain't no telling who you may want to listen to your music. Like I said, Detroit, got all kind of people, Australia that checked in. Like I said, ATL in the building. You know, that y'all got to excuse me. Like I said, I smoke my brain stupid, so I can't just, you know, Florida. Got music from Florida. I'm trying to get music from everywhere, all right? So holla at us. Fuck with me, all right? Send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. rap, hip, gangster rap, whatever, hip hop, whatever you got, I will find a place to play it, all right? R&B and everything, too. Don't trip. Just give me your music and also send in your promo pics with it as well, all right? And you can also find me on Reverb Nation, Facebook, at the same email. Like I said, you can search for the Dagger. I'm out there. You can find me, all right? And, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there, like I said, running y'all mouths about the show, because y'all have been doing that a whole lot lately, and I have to thank y'all because the numbers are still climbing, even though I've been on my, haven't been on my P's and Q's on my end. I've been over here fucking up, and I know, but y'all, you know, real with me. Y'all understand, so it makes me feel better. So, yes, keep doing that. I will keep doing what I got to do to bring y'all this music, to bring y'all good quality shows, and to try to slap the stupidity out of these dumb motherfuckers, man, because there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world. All right, because we got another rough week ahead of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep talking about the show. Spread word about the show. Spread word to the artists. If you know somebody that's trying to get their music played or don't got nowhere to play it, give them my email. Tell them to holler at me. We gonna play that shit. All right. But I got a lot of new brand new music for Slap Sundays this week. So we're gonna get right into it. Starting off with the with my boy Aston Martin, Breezy 247, and Rio, the Takeoff Cartel. All right, bet that. Let's go.
Cushion Ham Productions.
What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is loose. It's all over the place. It's gotta be a penis. I don't know what else it could be. My dad got mad. There ain't no penis. That's a long dick. Hey, Dad, don't say that.
Cushion Ham Productions. Look at them, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at them, she got a bad pussy, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at them, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Big hoes, skinny hoes, tall hoes, and midget hoes. Long as you ain't digit toes, take penetration in any hole. This one for that ratchet bitch, fake eyelashes with plastic. She's up and fucking that section, bitch, won't accept less than 500 tips. Dollars coming in, deals going out, wasn't raised like this, but you wish it in the drought. And trying to fuck her down, friends ain't looking out. Wanna run, they mouth, pimp all in the air. Take care of your car, take care of your phone, take care of your bill, throw your ass. Never knew love, and the promise he making make a drunk vision clear. I've never been a man, don't get down like that. But I tell your ass what? You can be your man, you can catch me up, but you'll never have a one. If you sipping what I'm sipping, girl, cause you could be my victim. Cause I kill him with a drill, I'm sloppy drunk, that's what I kill. I think I'm tripping, cause I'm sipping all the hoes in the club stripping. But my whole life, I'm sick, so I get more to fit. Look at him, she got a big booty, big, big, that bitch take a big dick. Look at him, she got a bad pussy, big, big, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty, bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. It's young, greasing this bitch like a body bad nigga. Yo, bitch, I'm a dick cause I'm proud of that nigga. She say I get off like a holiday nigga. Bitch, drop that body, body. Bring it up north like Tyler Quali. Shut it so not, it might hurt somebody. Round of applause, plus she twerk somebody. That stance is amazing. Clap that ass, standing ovation. Bitch, blazing, get thrown like Peyton. This shit get low and go harder than pavement. Mix with she bad, she flagrant. And if she drop that ass, this she ain't overrated, no debating, go mislaid it. Red bone with a short dude, pop that pussy like a corkscrew. That's my girl from Tilltown, aka Newport Blue. I got hoes from Houston, all the way to New York too. And all they pussy pies, fucking it and never torture. Look at them, she got a big booty, bitch, bitch, that bitch take a big dick. Look at them, she got a fat pussy, bitch, bitch, that bitch take a big dick. Bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty, bitch, bitch, that bitch. Look at him, she got a big booty. Bet that bitch take a big dick. Look at him, she got a bad booty. Bet that bitch take a big dick. Bet that bitch take a big dick.
Well, she got a fat ass. With some cash, so I think about it, my nigga. Is she gonna be about it? Come, girl, be about it. Would you really show me how to ass move? Could you get freaky with your motion? Make your body move like that snake. My, yep, you gon' learn today. Show you how a real nigga got his extra pay. Came here to show you that I came to play. You gon' learn what a long dick look like today. Yes, girl, I'm serious. See it in your eyes that you are curious. But you just for me, so I move to the next big booty I see. I'm really tempted. Big booty with round eyes, call her pretty brown eyes. Slim waist with the long hair. It's a real hair. No tracks involved. I'm good. Golly, Miss Dolly, you making me wanna pop with Smiley. Really go in, girl. Do the shit to my day's end. Got her about to go get three more pills.
Look at this, she got a big booty. Bitch, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bitch, that bitch take a big dick.
For no reason at all. Next time your lady say something to you, just cut her off. It don't matter what she say. Hey, babe, shut up, bitch. All right. I make you suck on this long dick.
Yeah, this is how I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to be. We major league. I said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. Yeah, this is how it's supposed to be. Smoking trees, watching the sunset on Homosa Beach. With two yachts hanging on me like a rosary. I was taught to count my blessings, so I let them bless the team. I've been through so much shit, this shit felt like a dream. I'm blowing all this money like a money tree. But I'm on so hard to get it back the same week. Truck fit, those be the jeans. BMW kicks you ain't never seen. We ain't fucking with you unless you in the major league. Major league, major league. Known to be a black hippie, smoke major weed. This is how I'm supposed to be. 10 bad bros like we coach a team. Ballin' with the bros, jury, rest in peace. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league.
Smoking from the clinic like I'm recommended. Had her pussy soaking wet by the second sentence. And I don't have to mention, I get some Benjamins. She loved the crew, so she turned on all her friends and them. It's H&B, ballin' like it's game time. On the rooftop, twisting blunts up like some gang signs. We after check, all my niggas got a rep. Money make the world spin, but in the streets it's about respect. I'm blowing smoke into the ocean breeze. You said it's kush, but it smelling like some potpourri. No jerseys, but they know the team. We chillin' at the top where we're supposed to be. Boom.
This is how I'm supposed to be. 10 bad bros like we coach a team. Ballin' with the bros, sure we rest in peace. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. Just said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. Yo, said we wouldn't make it, now we major league.
Game time, batter up, we mad on it, they mad at us. I got mad yacht, count them up, I go deep on the golden glove. Like,
that's what it is, homie. I signed up, they spend a mill on me. I keep a notepad with a pen on me. Major league, I'm a spread, homie. Yeah, true that. Most niggas can't be that. Two menage a trois. Most niggas don't see that. Your bitches on my mind. Cali fire, where do we at? Wreck out three yachts, and one of them saying that she need that. We too on, too on, too on. Home run, grand slam, my buckets all runs. I'm on grand slam, my nigga turned up. I'm on, 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 on. So what? Salute them, pull up. Cause we the
legend. This is how I'm supposed to be. Them bad bros like we coach your team. Ballin' with the bros, sure we rest in peace. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. We major league, hitting like Sosa. Catch us in Rihanna's room, hanging from a poster. This HMBFA, if you ain't know, bro. Tell Mr. DeVille that I'm ready for my close up. In the block, no, we say what we. Plus a few exotic models that's from overseas. This is how we're supposed to be. Getting money, spending money, fuck a bitch, then roll some trees. Yes, we loud like bad neighbors. Everything we do consists of having lots of paper. Striking out is in your favor. And groupies cheer for me, the most valuable player. Young nigga, this is how I'm supposed to be. 10 bad bros like we coach a team. Ballin' with the bros, so we rest in peace. You said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league. Major league, just said we wouldn't make it, now we major league. We major league, major league. Just said we wouldn't make it, now we major
like every day, murdering anyway. You know we be killing. Come to the after party. It's at the mansion in West Hill.
Money.
It is.
Hey, if you a freak, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's Young and True, we like Dre and Snoop. You take a girl and I take a group. She on fire and I put her out. You make the money, don't make you. I'm hot as hell, but I'm cold as ice. She left with me if she looking right. Got a killer swag, no afterlife. I'm killing y'all, no sacrifice. Don't shake your hand when I roll up. Two chicks, so that's paradise. Living sick, that's a better life. We overseas and that's paradise. Don't drive cars, I take planes. Mika from Ukraine with fly kicks like Luke Kane. I'm different like I lose a girl and find another. When you want a hit but can't find another. My chicks hot like five summers. You make a rain and I make a thunder like KD. I'm a Westbrook, Serge Ibaka when I'm in the paint. And no ho, I'm with yo ho. She unknown, so that's what's her name. Banner squad, my team. Girls looking, they falling out. Bad chicks, I can't walk without. I'm what you think and talk about. I got a heart with no love in it. My flow dope like drugs in it. Penthouse on the top floor with highlights like Blake Griffin. At the party at my house. At the party at my house. Ugly chicks look good with drinks. Better with them lights out. Call a sub on timeout. I brought chains so my dime's out. I'm turned up so she find out. President's what I'm about. At the party at my house. 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 At the party at my house.
Look, I got that green like Yoda. Know how she do it solo. When I pull up on the scene, bro, niggas be like, oh no, where the hoes go? Bro, they chillin' with the dude with the polo. Sunset and Melrose. Chicks like Merlin Monroe. She feel herself, but touch me. At the blunt, that sex time. Hit once, put it out. She bought a friend that next time. Late night's the best time. On the knees with them double D's. She'll jump off, jump off, jump off, no jamboree, OG and OE, Cristal and Moet. All I really want right now is more weed and more sex, more drink, more cars, more cribs and more checks. But all I really want right now is more weed and more sex.
At the party at my house, at the party at my house. Ugly chicks look good with drink, better with them lights out. Call a sub on timeout. I brought chains so my dime's out. I'm turned up so she find out. President's what I'm about. At the party at my house. 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 At the party at my house.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
What's up, it's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up, L.A. West Coast all day.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? I'm back. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. Like I said, I'm not going to do too much talking right now because I still got all this independent music I want to get through. Because like I said, we haven't been here in a while. Motherfuckers been sending me music, so I want to make sure y'all get y'all shit played. But also at the same time, I've been looking around at the news and everything like that. And also, I hope y'all enjoying the All-Star Weekend and everything. You know, I'm missing the game and all, but it's okay. That's what the beauty of TiVo is. So I'm going to go back and watch all that shit a little bit later. Right now, sipping on this drink. What am I sipping on? And now, hold on. Hen and Coke. Well, not Coke, Pepsi. But, I mean, same thing, in my opinion. You can't really tell the difference. And so, yeah, about to hit this weed in a little bit. Got cigarettes. I'm in a cool little mode right now, but... like I'm saying, it's to get off of my shit for a little while. I'm looking around at the news, and I've been looking at different things and everything. So I just got a couple of news stories. We'll probably go throughout through the day here and see what goes on. But real quick, the first one, just dumb stuff, and it's amazing. And it's amazing how the dumbest stuff makes the biggest news sometimes, because it's, look, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but there was a man in Minneapolis, all right? He was charged with slapping a toddler, you know, on the airport. I mean, on a, he was charged with assault for slapping a two-year-old boy on a flight. He was one of the stewards or whatever on the plane, and I guess the kid, like I said, I don't know the true story. I'm just guessing the kid was, you know, whining, being agitating, whoop, or whatever. But basically, the man just hauled off and just hit the kid, like, pow, like, shut up, like, something that their parents should have been doing or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the whole story. I'm not going to condone beating kids, but, you know, some kids need to get their ass slapped in the back of the head sometimes, so I don't know the whole story. But basically, what it's saying is that the man charged with slapping the toddler appears to be out of a job. Now, the funny thing is like, duh. I mean, this is what I mean why it's amazing, certain things that actually make big news and everything like that. Okay. Now, this is worldwide news. This is something that, you know, that had to be brought to the forefront and everything, and I don't understand that. It's not like the first time somebody to hit somebody else's kid. Now, usually what happens when that happens is somebody either gets their ass whooped or somebody comes up with a lot of money, or it's both. You know, but it doesn't become front page news all over the, you know what I mean? It doesn't become that kind of importance. But they make it that, because I guess at the same time, you know, people like drama. People like, oh, my God, a person on a plane slapped a two-year-old kid that wasn't his? Like, it's something that's just, like it's brand new. Or I don't know. Like I said, I guess I'm showing my age a little bit, and I'm not even that old. I'm only 30, but, I mean, I'm from a time where motherfuckers get slapped by anybody walking down the street. You know what I mean? Especially if you've been growing up in that neighborhood and people know you and everything like that, but... Basically, but this is what I mean, though. So it's just that the guy issued a statement. Well, the airline issued a statement. They didn't refer to him by name, but they did say that his behavior was offensive and disturbing, and said he is no longer employed by the company. But they're not saying whether he was fired or if he quit. You know, they're leaving that out of it, I guess. But he was charged with assault, and yeah, his attorney said he will not plead guilty, which is interesting as well. So I don't know how you don't plead guilty to slapping somebody because you did, but I'm assuming that he probably has some kind of extenuating circumstances behind it or something. Like, I don't know what he's even going to try to put out there for that. But on one hand, yes, it's amazing that this is the type of stuff that actually makes news, you know, big headline news, like, oh, my God, look at this, a two-year-old kid gets slapped on a plane. But at the same time, really, there's a lot more stuff going on in the world. There's a lot of things that we don't know that's going on, you know, that they don't even want to put in the news because they feel people can't handle it. But, you know, people can handle a two-year-old kid getting slapped. Just interesting. But I got some more stuff for y'all in a second. We'll be right back. Let's get back to these independent artists, all right? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. Right now we got Arson Zonin. We'll be right back.
Nah. really eloquent. In a room, I'm the elephant. No talk around me, evidence. Opinions is irrelevant. Getting fucked up and elephant. No qualms over my money spent. Until my whole team gets on, I'ma keep killing every beat I'm on. And yes, those are awesome songs produced by myself alone.
Alone, all alone. This is all alone.
Who the fuck y'all think could get higher? Before Austin, better call me sire. Never been phony, never been a liar. Heartbreak kid that sung Mariah. Despite these, despite my foes, I keep getting no. So who's in it wrong? The loser, shit talker, the old, old, the jockster, the broke money watchers, or the illness, strength rapping songs.
We in the city with the bright lights. This time around, you found the right guy tonight. Life changes. I need a fake it in the background, saying it. Old school playlist for the 30 plus ages. Don't ask me what my age is. Know that I'm old enough to show you a good time and show you stuff you've never been shown. So soak it up. Come take a load off before I get a load off. But all I can hold off, don't yet take your clothes off. Tonight we riding in the city, bright lights and moonlight, and the mood's right, and you and I is doing like this. Romantic gathering with only you invited. Hey. Tonight life changes. Them some bright lights, ain't it? I know I'm not quite famous, but tonight it's like Vegas, cause we gon' roll the dice. Before the ice and champagne, campaign's oversight. Don't front, girl, you know it's nice. Let's keep going, I'm trying to be in you like cozy, guys. Close your eyes, follow behind me. Tonight we moving in slow-mo like Tachi. It's a dream come true, you and I. We opposites with a track like ebony and ivory. And I'm staring at the silhouette behind the candlelight while the dinner set. Mention sex to gauge your interest. And if you pass, I'ma intercept. In a sec, we hit in a fireplace. In your interest, I'ma live to a higher place. Right now, this is the time and place for me to rub your back while you lie in place. I embrace the invite, and every turn invites you to embrace the fact that I embrace it. Just playing. Don't be scared, it's okay to lose your fear like you misplaced it. Tonight, life changes. Them some bright lights, ain't it? I know I'm not quite famous, but tonight it's like Vegas, cause we gon' roll the dice. Before the ice and champagne, campaign's oversight. Don't front, girl, you know it's nice. Let's get ghost, I'm trying to be in you like cozy guys.
Niggas that be getting that dope. Four for the mo, nigga. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hollow points make a nigga get loud. Tell me why y'all niggas always talking shit like y'all mashing shit. Skinny jeans on some faggot shit. I'm about to smash some shit, cause I ain't having it. Let me explain myself. I'm about that shit. I walk that shit. Y'all talk that shit. I bark that shit. Yo, click ain't shit. You niggas all bitch. It's all for the game till a nigga get hit. Money on my mind, nigga. All about dollars. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. But I call it tricking if a nigga out here making it rain and ain't making no profit. So nigga, just stop it. But y'all make the game look so sloppy. When I thought I can't stop it, me and Mr. Leah Ben had this motherfucker locked up. Hold up, we don't give a fuck. Mad cause the bitch chose us. One shit, Papa said we showed up, then we rolled up. Now that whole fucking lot built up. You niggas ain't a word to me. I serve the beat. Burn a nigga up, leave a nigga third degree. It's an emergency. Y'all niggas come and see who this nigga is, thinking they deserving me. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. But we ain't really fucking with y'all. Cause we ain't really fucking with y'all. Nah, we ain't really fucking with y'all.
Money on my mind.
Jump back into it real quick because I lost my little internet connection and everything. And that's always another bad thing about fucking, you know, internet and every, when you're in a, what do they call it, a traffic lane for planes. Because, you know, every five minutes or so, another plane's driving overhead. Another plane's flying overhead, and that motherfucker, you know, it does mess with shit, I think, too. So I don't know. But getting my systems back online real quick, so we're just going to jump back in. Again, this is the Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. And like I said, we've been playing these slappers, man. Thank you, y'all out there doing a whole lot of things. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? And I had some stories I was going to get into and shit, but I can't get to my stories now because these motherfuckers, like I said, I lost my internet connection. So, damn it, now I got to dig into my own shit real quick and just what's going on with me to try to keep the time going at least for a second. Oh, man, I don't know, as far as dumb shit goes, In my situation or with what I'm going through right now, I'm seeing a lot of people doing things that they shouldn't. Now, don't get me wrong. Let me say, like I said, I'm nobody's father. I'm nobody's daddy. I'm not saying I'm better than people or anything, or I know better than, you know, than people or anything. Because, like I said, everybody's gonna live their life. That's the one realization that I've truly had to come to, that because no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you show people, you know, bottom line is they're going to do what they want to do within themselves, and there's nothing you can do to stop that. You know, I've learned that the hard way a couple of times. So, but the hardest part is, like, when it is somebody you care about, or, you know, you have some kind of feel, it could be a homeboy, it could be a girl, it could be, you know, a friend, you know, just if it's somebody that you care about and you're sitting there looking at them doing some fucked up shit, and you reach that point where it's like, okay, well, look, I do care, but at the same time, I can't fuck with the shit that you're doing. You know, I can't roll with this. This isn't where I can't be around this. I can't look at this. And that's a lot of situations I've been in, too, where it's like I literally can't sit there and look at you be stupid, you know. And again, that's just – it is still a matter of opinion, you know, because what I think is stupid, somebody else might not think is stupid. But majority of the times when I explain the situation, majority of people usually side with me. But at the same time, they understand what people are going through. Because, again, the line always becomes – usually it gets drawn between the brain and the heart. You know, is this the right thing to do smart-wise? Like, when you think about it, pros, cons, lay it out, what would happen if you do this, that, you know, plan, you know, when you actually think about it, is it a good thing to do? Is it something that's right? Is it something that's beneficial to you? Is it something that's gonna work out for you down the line? You know, these are the things you think about when you're actually thinking. Or, you know, do you go with your heart? You don't think. You just feel. You know what I mean? It feels right now. This right now feels good. So fuck it, I'm just going to do it till it doesn't feel good no more and then try something else or, you know, cross that bridge when you get to it type shit. So, you know, people choose which routes they want to take. People choose, you know, some people now, it's ideally, in most situations, you want it so where they both line up at the same time, where it's the smart decision that you're making, where it does work out for you at the end, you know, and for long term or whatever you're doing. Now, again, this could be relationships, friendships, business relationships, I mean, in anything. Does it work out, you know, smart about it? But then also, it's supposed to feel good at the same time, you know. You shouldn't have to make that decision between your brain and your heart. They should be on the same page. But that's not what's going on in the world nowadays, is it? You have to pick a side, because your brain and your heart are not going to coincide on a lot of things. Because there's situations where, you know, it looks right, you know, it sounds right, everything's going to be cool, you've thought about it, but it doesn't feel right. You know, there's something about it that just bothers you, so that keeps you from it, or vice versa. Everything about it feels good. Everything about it, you know, you like the people you're dealing with, like the people you're associating with. You never know what may happen, what may work out, you know. It's not a long term thing. It doesn't. When you think about it, it's like, why am I doing this when this isn't going to happen or that's not going to happen? You know, there's too much negativity around it, but still at the same time, it feels good. You want to see if your feeling is going to work out based on and go against your thoughts. Now, that's the crazy thing, because again, I think way too much. I overthink situations a lot, you know. So I know what my issue is, but then at the same time, all the while I'm overthinking shit, I go off of what I feel majority of the time when I'm put in the situation, when it comes right down to it, when I'm right then and there and have to make a decision, you know, I go off what I feel about the situation, not what I think, which is usually what fucks me up more than anything else. So just explaining some thoughts and everything, because like I said, again, I want y'all to make the right decisions. I don't want y'all out there, you know, going through the worst of the bullshit when you don't have to. But then again, right, what's life but bullshit, and you have to go through it all at some point, right? So, I mean, I hate life. I hate being the person that always looks at both ends of the situation, at both sides of the coin at the same time, because that's exactly what it is. You can't have one without the other. But which do you listen to more? Which do you give more weight to? Which do you follow more? Which do you support more? Which do you back more? Which has worked out better for you? You know, maybe you go by your track record. I mean, has following your feelings worked out more for you? Has following what your brain tells you worked out more for you? That's where I'm at with shit right now. I go more on statistics. That's how I go by people. That's how I go by, you know, the things that I do, the choices that I make. It's like, if I decide to fuck with a girl, I'm fucking with a girl, or I have been messing with a girl or whatever, you know, you keep the stats. Like, okay, what happened during this, when we were in this situation? Oh, that happened, and now it's still happening? Well, okay, well, that's what's going to happen, so I don't need to deal with that situation no more. You know what I mean? When you can't go against the stats. Can't go against the record. You know, once you've reached the record and once you've reached a certain point with certain things, then you can't go back. You can't go back over that line. You can't take back something that may have already been done. And that's what people don't realize. They just keep going. They just keep doing shit in hopes that nothing's going to matter when it all eventually comes back to you. Always works back around. So at the same time, it's better to do nothing than to do some fucked up shit. All right? Just a little word of advice. All right, now I'm gonna get a Daggers Double Play real quick and try to get my stories back up so we can get back into Slap Sundays this week. Because like I said, I'm not trying to be on me. I got some other shit going on. So, but this is that hater music. Well, that anti-hater music. Let me get it right. All right, because this is, like I said, I've been going through a lot, and the music for me is at least the only place I'm really gonna be able to get it out. So, and this is the only place you're gonna hear. You're either gonna hear it on my Facebook page, SoundCloud, or right here on Bang Out Radio. That's all the only places you're going to hear it. So if you like it and you want to download it and go find it, just holler at me, all right? We'll be right back. Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Turn down. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. I love. I love. And I love. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
Yup,
now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team.
Yeah.
All this broke, needy baby, having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause daggers got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till the weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue while she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma saw them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why?
Really,
I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
And I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Got me thinking they high. And I love. Pressure hands trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Dumb niggas never get it. They just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me. Want to sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common. Babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto. Ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it. I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job.
Keep
hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once. Never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice. Can't afford to buy like you fuck my bitch. She a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like
hell.
Ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Borkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my buyers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling? And I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make you beg for death. I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
Jack, stop. That's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life. I'm getting cash.
Oh, shit. They made Bruce Banner mad.
Jack is on the warpath. Nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and want to kill the dagger. Fine. Do what all the haters do. Get a number. Get in line.
Get in line. Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper. You dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB
one
witty.
Of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it
hold
go,
me
my
in
nigga.
Too much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it. First they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that genocide? It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm
gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. I told
you I was done,
so you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right.
right. These bitches think they niggas now, all be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right, you don't got one, you suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch, a ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails, telling real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do at the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Maury. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you start acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right.
Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk to the same guy hot?
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge with fucking now jumping off. And when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. I feel it to the strong binder with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I throw it back at
him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with
sidekicks,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Welcome, Jeff, to our home.
Thanks, Mrs. S. House rules.
Unfortunately, there's a stern side to the welcome basket.
No smoking pot.
Mom, Jeff needs it. He's got a prescription. He has a compulsive disorder that could get really bad if he goes off his medication. Oh, shut up, Haley. That's not true. Look, it's not even my rule. It's your dad's. You think I wouldn't like to spark up a doober every now and again? Just take a nice, slow, extra careful drive. But, Mom...
It's okay, Haley. I can handle it. I mean, weed's the thing I care about the most, but maybe that should be you.
Aw. Thanks, Jeff. Man, you got me thinking about weed now. That stuff makes me want to drink so much soda. I smoke a bone, then I drain a 2-liter of Sunkist in like a second. Freaks people out.
Fresh with it, you know, Fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Chilling. Got some of my new stories back up. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621. Again, chilling the queue. Press one to holler at me or Jack in, and again, just looking at some news stories out here, and it's just, this is why, I don't look at the news, I think, because the shit that actually goes on in the news is actually crazy. The shit that's only, that's really going on in the world. Hold on real quick. What it do, MIA? How you feeling?
Yo, what's good? I'm good. Just over here chilling, having some business.
That's good, that's good. Over here, like I said, about to get into this news right now, man. And let me know what you think about this. These are the kind of stories that let you know where your morals are and how you feel about certain things. Right now, there's a guy who just got arrested, right, for killing two dudes. He shot one guy. He shot a driver.
Okay.
All right, but here's what happened. The guy that he shot was a drunk driver who just hit two of his sons.
Here's a story.
Okay, so there's a twist on it. Now, see what happened was the guy's car broke down, so him and the two oldest boys was in the back with him pushing the car, getting it, you know, pushing the car. Mom's and his two other sons, I guess, were in the, I don't know how many kids
in
he
the
had
car.
But yeah, they were in the car. The oldest two was out. I know he had at least three, because the mother was in the car, and they said at least two younger kids was with him. I don't know if it was all his or whatever. There were two young kids in the car. The mother was in the car. Him and the two oldest boys were on the outside pushing the car. Now, for whatever happened,
like I said, I didn't get that. I lost my story. I had it in front of me. I lost it. But from what I read, basically the drunk driver, I don't know how he avoided him, but the drunk driver somehow hit the car, killed both of the older boys, and then right there in retaliation, he shot the driver, the drunk driver. He shot the guy in the other car. And so now he's arrested now. Now, where do you fall on that?
I would have did the same thing if I had a gun. I'm not gonna lie. That's why I'm retaliating. You know, like that self defense. Fuck it. He just killed your kids. He just killed his kids right in front of his
face.
But
technically, no, because if it happened after the accident, you know what I mean. After you already struck the kids, then it's no self defense case because it's already
done. Yeah, that's true. I understand that.
You know what I mean? So
I mean,
just if we being, that's what I mean. That's how tit for tat the law.
In legal terms, it's like. He just went up to him and shot him, you know what I mean? But real people know real shit, and anybody would have did that. Come on now. The cops, the judge, the motherfucker who arrested him, they was thinking in the back of his head, damn, I would have did that shit too. I hate to be arresting this motherfucker right now.
That's another point. But he ain't going to get that kind of, you know what I mean? He ain't going to get that kind of love. I mean, The only thing he would really be able to pull, I would say.
So, Dagger, did he kill the guy?
He killed the dude. He shot the dude. Yes, he killed the motherfucker. Boom. Nigga, you just ran over both my kids. I got a gun on me, nigga. And the only case he has, in my opinion, is going to be temporary insanity. You know what I mean? Because that's about the only case. But at the same time, it's like, that's just street justice in a sense. I mean, I'm kind of on that side, too. Like I said, I don't got no kids. I would say, if anybody out there with kids listening right now and you ain't got nothing else going on, give us a call real quick and let us know what you would have did. Because, I mean, I don't got no kids, so I don't
know. Yeah, let us know, because I don't have no kids either. But I'm saying I would have did the same with the second thing. If it was my kid, if it was my stepchild, if it was my niece, my nephew, in the heat of the moment, I don't give a fuck. I would have did the same thing.
That's all. But I don't think. But
I wouldn't have killed the guy.
I don't think I
would have
killed him. I don't think I would have put out a gun. I think I would have just beat the living shit out of him. You know what I mean? Like really have to look. Because this is what I mean. This is what we were talking about. You know, emotions, feelings. I was just talking about this. See, his emotions took over probably his rational thought. Because rationally, he should have been thinking. You know what, I still got a wife. I still got at least two more kids in the car. You know what I mean? If I go to jail, then I'm going to be away from them and everything too. There's a lot of things that he should have thought about. But in the heat of the moment, seeing probably his kids getting hit, literally killed in front of him by a drunk, I mean, his feelings, rage, you know, all that shit overrides.
You know what,
all
I
that
will
shit.
plead insanity.
But that's what I was saying. That's the only case he's really going to have.
He went crazy. Honestly, that's some real shit. He went crazy. I don't give a fuck. That's some real shit. Plead insanity and she won the case. Because if you see something like that happen, that's just like, for instance, I just came from burying my homeboy. I've been knowing ever since the fifth grade. We coming from the funeral. We in the line going to the mortuary to go take him to his final resting place. And motherfuckers start busting at the car that I'm in. Literally, like, I damn near got killed. So it's like, you feel me? In the heat of the moment, motherfuckers will do anything. So it's like, that shit ain't in the playbook. That shit crazy. Like, life is too short, you know?
And you just don't get how quickly things can be over with.
When
you
react,
so
you can just have a certain reaction to a certain thing. And it's like, you know, it really makes you go crazy. It really makes you slap.
But it's like, man, so I don't know. Again, on one hand, I feel for him, but at the same time, if you want to be politically correct, I mean, nobody. But then you look at it like this. If he hadn't killed him, then what's going to happen, right? The police come, he gets arrested for drunk driving, you know, and then also, you know, murder, vehicular manslaughter.
I mean, he would have still got justice no matter what. I feel that, you know, the guy that killed the kids who was drunk driving, he would have still, you know, been in jail for life or whatever.
I guess
from seeing your kids being killed, you know, you just coming from a trip or doing whatever, you're on the road, you in a car with your family, and within seconds, somebody hit the car and they're dead. You know, I didn't see that shit happen before in my motherfucking face. I just been through some shit. So in situations like that, you will literally snap, and fucking go crazy. That's why they got a TV show about it on cable.
Well,
snapping.
Do you believe in the?
It's different ways of snapping. Do you believe
in the eye for eye mentality? Like, okay, well, he killed my kids. I killed him. And everybody should just walk away. I mean, I'm starting to really believe that kind of that kind of life, because that shit is. I mean, a lot of shit would be easier. I mean, it's more of a common sense, but I mean, it'll be more unlawful. But I mean, it'll be a lot easier though, like, because just man, then niggas just walk away. He go home, dude's dead. Just clean up the bodies, and then that's just it. Everybody go about their day.
Yeah, but just like you said, it wouldn't really be no way. Eye for eye in that situation, because he was drunk. You know, he was driving drunk. You know, he didn't know what he was doing.
But see,
you know?
No, he knew what he was doing driving drunk. See, nah.
Well, he knew what he was doing driving drunk, but
if every drunk driver was able to say that excuse, there would be so many people not in jail.
There's no
excuses. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to say no excuses, because I hate excuses. Like, man, no fuck. I don't take excuses, you feel me? But I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm just trying to.
I mean, you try to put a little sympathy on it, but again,
yeah.
If you. See, I'm only saying this too because I drive
being
drunk.
Being an emotional female.
No, because I drive drunk all the time, and I mean I don't drive, but I know my limits. You know what I mean? I know when I can be like, you know what, I cannot
but that's
get behind
still,
the fucking wheel.
But
you're
still
know
not supposed to
times,
drive drunk, tipsy, under the influence.
You're not supposed to at all. Yeah, but at the same
time, you ain't supposed to drink if you didn't
people,
took some mouthwash or medicine. You feel me?
Do it.
So ain't no excuses.
So my point
people
is,
do it.
But yeah, but my point is, like I said, if you're gonna do wrong, do it right. If you're stumbling, staggering around, stumbling, and everything, you know, I'm just saying you have to know your own limits, because I'm not gonna get behind the wheel all dumb, fucked up when I, you know what I mean? When it feels like there's a certain limit you have to have.
I'm not driving right now, but I can say that I'm not gonna drink and drive. Like, I'm not gonna be stupid, dumb, loaded. Like, I will wait. Ain't nothing that important for me to rush to get nowhere. If I'm drunk, I'm about to lay on top of my car or pass out wherever the fuck I'm at, because they can't do shit. But I'm not fit to drive sloppy drunk, no. I don't give a fuck. All
right, so well, we got some more stories.
But I know Dagger got swerves, though.
Oh, yeah, nigga drunk, high, sober, whatever. You know, I am the wheel man. People trust me.
He's
going to
get you where
stuff,
the fuck you need to go. This is the nigga that you need to drive with when you're fucked up.
But all right, y'all, we're going to be right back, man. This is Slap Sundays, Dagger, L.A. West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, hanging out with M.I.A. This is Keilani right here. She will be in effect this Friday in Vegas, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. We out. We'll be right back.
Hey, boy, I'm going to give it to you. You already know what I want to do. I'm going to give it to you. It's getting hot in here. Come in. Can I tell you something? Let's go to your place. I wanna give you a taste. You like it in your face? Touch my body, boy, embrace. Real sex by the fireplace. You're thankful that you say grace. You're sexy, then you're a Christian. A freak is why you're in me. Sex me, I'm a sex. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, and I'm feeling you.
glow my back, make me all energized by the wall. Check me, I'ma check you. Check me, I'ma check you here. Check me, I'ma check you there. Check me, everywhere. Check me, pull my hair. Check me, in every way. Check me, I'ma leave with you. Check me, I'ma feeling you. Check me, I'ma check you. Check me, I'ma check you here. Check me, I'ma check you there. Check me, everywhere. Check me, pull my hair. Check me, in every way. Check me, I'ma leave with you. Check me, I'm feeling you. I saw you looking, I was looking too. Coming to me, what you gonna do? Every time we meet, no fronting you. You and me, I'm in you. Hit me up, you got me stuck at blue. Take my clothes off. Love me down all night. After that, good night. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me, in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Let's go. Let's go.
My bad, y'all. One second. Hold on. Come on. We're doing so good. I'm trying to clean up some stuff, maybe. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Almost there. Come on. I know you can do it. I got faith. Should I not have faith? Oh, shit. All right, well, real quick while we load that up real quick. Y'all also make sure I want to make sure, like I said, let's just run through the lineup real quick. Of course, y'all know every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show every Monday is all music, no talk. Just nothing but slappers and R&B, just play whatever. I play everything on Monday. So that's just 2 hours of just straight chill, relax, and, you know, music, all right, from the top independent artists around the world. Of course, y'all know about the Triple M Show. I was just talking about the Triple M Show. We're talking about West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 with my co-host Queen V. All right, that goes down. And then we got Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8, and again, I've been slacking on Fuck You Fridays, but again, y'all, I've been scared of Fuck You Fridays, but when I do get on Fuck You Fridays, you'll know why, all right, so just bear with me, but I will get back there, because again, that's just to let off all kind of frustration and get shit out before the weekend gets here, all right, and then every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9, you know where we at, so here we go, let's see if we're working this time.
Yeah. It's in my blood. Look, it's in my blood. Thug, the motherfucker sacrifices. Man, I don't bang. Don't get it twisted. Think
talking, I'm just talking. What? This is my life, I ain't afraid to back it up. Yeah, yeah. Then my blood, blood, the drug. The motherfucking sacrifice, man. Yeah. Down bang, don't get a drink. I'm moving mountains, no matter the count of life. That's what I was talking about. It's in my blood, instead of fucking with some blood, before fucking with some crips, that's like what's with it, what's up, I wanna step up in the spot, all the bitches know what's up, said I'm all about my guap, double fisted like a sub, just family over money, and money over bitches, and bitches getting my money with my family, I'ma split it.
Shout out to all the haters,
shout out to all them bitches,
shout out to all this paper,
fuck them haters, I get it rich, shout out to all my niggas, yeah. Chunky with a doosky, blew a couple of packs of them jiggies and a brewski. Now we on the 15, pumping what we pitching. I love this shit, I live this shit, I'm in a good position. I do this shit, this music shit, a gangsta nigga vision. Got wisdom like a boss, and I'm a hustler. Let's get it. 2 times so you don't forget it. Forget it. 3 more times if you really with this shit. It's in my blood, the drug. The motherfucking sacrifice, man. I don't beg, don't get it twisted. Thinking, I'm just talking. What? This is my life, I ain't afraid to bag it up. Yeah, yeah. It's in my blood, the drug. The motherfucking sacrifice, man. I don't bang, don't get it twisted. I'm moving mountains, no matter the count of life. That's what I was talking about. Touch me.
Yeah. This is all that I do, this is all that I know. Sucks in me to be, so I went with the flow. Now I roll up the weed, I held in them blow. Then I take a few shots and I'm ready to go. So you thinking you know what, but you really not. On that boost you drop, you just hit the stock. Cause you thinking you hot, but you really cold. You wicked in paper, I'm ready to fold. The mic I control, I've been at it for years. That's all that I fear, I'm sucking my tears, I'm not giving up. I hope that I'm clear, they're scared of the truth, so they don't wanna hear. That's all that I speak when I'm feeling the beat. When I'm out in these streets, when I'm giving the speech. My skills on a level that cannot be reached. Niggas don't learn, dagger don't teach. Practice no preaching, leave a nigga leaking. Couldn't back up all the shit he was speaking. Turned on the weekend, driving, drinking, thins and smoking.
Damn, I'm reeking.
No bitch peeping, can't stop tweeting. Wanted me to fuck, leave the pussy leaking. Damn, I'm geeking, now we freaking. Where your man at?
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
This is real, don't fall for the illusion. Wanna stop me, better bring a transfusion. If you don't, then it's the same conclusion. A bunch of dumb niggas just cruising for a bruising. In the club, yeah, they push and shove. They be loving the hate, but they be hating the love. But I still remain, and I'm rising above. The women, the thugs, the drugs, it's in my
blood. Drug. The motherfucking sacrifice, man. I ain't afraid to bag it up. Yeah, yeah. In my blood, the drug. The motherfucking sacrifice, man.
I don't bang, don't get it twisted.
I can move mountains, no matter the count of life. That's what I was talking about.
Touch me. Call me Junior of a band, man. I get them sacks real tight. Yeah. Drink a can of whoop ass and give a bitch some act right. Nigga, I'm so fly. The apartment is a plane. So if you bonus on your tracks, then we charge you for the train. Woo. I'm an 8-star G covered in space like minerals. Lined up randomly, my captains and generals. I swung a few swords in class with a few titans. I like you as a person, hate that bullshit you're writing. Yeah. So fuck all these haters. Learn to control yourself. When you read through the lines, that's how you know you own yourself. Wheels, traders, 33 1/3. I would love to fake this shit, but it's in my fucking blood.
The motherfucking sacrifice, man. I don't bang, don't get it twisted. You think it, I'm just talking. What? This is my life, I ain't afraid to bag it up. Yeah, yeah. In my blood. The motherfucking sacrifice, man. I don't bang, don't get it twisted. Mountains, no matter the count.
Cracking, y'all, just jacking in again. My fault, y'all. I don't know what just happened. All the power went out where I'm at. My computer's down. The only thing on is the phone right now, and that even looks like it's about to die. So we just got to close up the show a little bit earlier tonight. Thanks for tuning in. This is Slap Sundays again, every Sunday, 7 to 9. We'll see y'all tomorrow on the Triple M Show. Thanks for hanging out, MIA. Can't get the shout-outs or whatever tonight, but y'all know how it goes down over here on Reality Radio. So, again, I apologize, but we'll see y'all throughout the rest of this week, and we will see you this Friday in Vegas. All right? We out. Thank you.